This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2125. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 10th, Abkhazia, Antarctica, Australia, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, Colombia, Dominican Republic, Germany, Greece, India, Indonesia, International Vacuum, Iran, Korea South, Luxembourg, Mexico, North America, Peru, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Unidentified, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. First about Abkhazia, which is the breakaway portion of Georgia, which we like to consider a separate radio country, quite aside from political considerations. Ivo Ivanov frequently reports the 5-kilowatt station there, although I've not mentioned it lately. But its latest report is from February 10th, Avto Radio in Russian. That's a relay. It also broadcasts in its own language as APSUA Radio, APSUA. The frequency is slightly offset, 9534.8 variable, which should make it easy to distinguish if you can hear it at all. He listens via remote in Tambov, Russia. Also on the frequency is Radio Havana, Cuba, which may or may not be on the air past 0500 UT. And from 06 UT, Radio Andrasan International, the target broadcast for Chad starting at 06. His report is at 0531. The total listed hours for Abkhaz Radio in the Alki list are 04 to 06, 7 to 9, and 10 to 12 UT on Monday through Friday only. While in the IB reference, it's on the air between 04 and 09 and 10 to 15. Last week I mentioned that LRA 36 Antarctica had been appearing on Wednesdays but not on Saturdays. Naturally, that was soon disproven because they did show up again on Saturday, February 5th. Tuned in via remotes in Brazil, as usual, at 15:44, and ran past 17 UT. Also heard the following Wednesday, February 9th, on 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. On that occasion, it went off shortly after 1600. And there's also interference from a two-way net in Spanish on 15475 USB. Exactly. I wonder if the two are aware of each other. The Greek ethnic station in Sydney, Australia, Radio Simban, continues to be heard on 2368.5, approximately, at least via remotes in Australia. Our contributors in Australia have more about it. David Foster in Victoria says he got a reply from the announcer and wife of the director, Elena Matsuka, saying the power is toward 40 watts. And an address on New Canterbury Road in Hurlston Park, Sydney. Over the years, it seems they've had different street addresses, different numbers on that same street. As they've moved to different buildings, they're related to the Helmos Association, a philanthropic group, and an associated company, Hellenic Australia Radio. It's also on the X-band, 1692 kilohertz from another location in Sydney, with 120 watts, and online with 8 different live streams, with an audience in Greece apparently just as important as in Sydney. About their moving around, Brian Powell in Sydney says, they've had their offices and studios in a number of places along New Canterbury Road. Not surprising, as there are a lot of new residential unit blocks being constructed in that part of Sydney in recent years. And he was hearing it via a nearby remote, February 8th at 0627, with usual Greek music. Ron Howard in California has been trying for a direct from the West Coast, but at 0830 UT, February 7th and onward, no carrier at all. Ron Howard does continue to hear another low-power Aussie on 5055 Radio 4KZ. On February 3rd, it cut off at 25 seconds past 0954 UT. That is consistent with a 5 seconds earlier cutoff from one day to the next. However, on the next day to that, February 4th, an anomaly, not heard at the usual time, 941, but later it was on the air, at a time it had normally been off the air, heard at 1018 UT and still on at 1255, with the usual format with recognizable pop oldies. And one more, David Foster and Victoria has info about Bay Islands Radio on 5045, also identifying with the station it relays Island FM 88, hearing it January 31st at 1555. Recalling that operator Shannon Shuttleworth said the transmitter used to be at his mate's house on McClay Island near Brisbane. Shannon lived on Russell Island, about 4 kilometers away. They had to move, and the transmitter is now on Russell Island. The move seems to have been made about 8 November 2021. News about a Brazilian station in Nashville. Listener's notebook from Pedro de Castro in Brazil. It's Radio Casa, CASA, which we mentioned before. Europeans consider it a pirate. It broadcasts international and Brazilian music 24 hours a day from the city of Amparo in São Paulo State on 5900 with 500 watts, 7455 with 300, and 8,000 kilohertz with 13 watts. Reception reports are welcome and will be confirmed with a colorful QSL card, radiocasaam@gmail.com. A comprehensive survey of Brazilian legal shortwave in ADDX via BCDX. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener reports that, according to Rudolf Grimm, all three frequencies on shortwave of Rádio Aparecida are permanently silent at 6135, 9630, and 11855. So that's bad news for the DX program that used to be on that station as well. Ivo Ivanov says the new frequencies have been registered for media broadcast, MBR, via the Spaceline facility in Bulgaria, which he calls Secret Broad, as of February 9th. 07 to 14 on 15285 and 14 to 17 UT on 9480, both 50 kilowatts aimed southeastward toward the Middle East, but the content of these is unknown and they were not yet on the air as of February 9th and 10th. However, 9480 is already occupied by the CNR-11 Tibetan service from China. The Canadian International DX Club has a new webpage, a new domain name at www.cidxclub.ca. We urge you to check it out for info on how to join and how to get their excellent monthly publication, Messenger. Manuel Menes in Spain reports on 6017 for about 10 minutes, 0605 until all but 615, February 6th. Mexican songs and an anthem at 614, which he thinks was the Mexican national anthem, weak but clear in Spain. So what could it be? Well, despite the Mexican content, it appears to be a Colombian pirate, which has previously been reported around 6016, according to Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia, via Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil. Last April was on 6016.4, and it was known as Organización Radial El Prado, a Colombian pirate. From Dominican Republic, among others, on 7110 LSD, Ron Howard in California says the Latin American Hamnet is still being heard almost daily after 11 UT, but no longer playing distinctive music. He must have been told to stop doing it. Now just the hams are chatting. Manuel Mendez forwards news from Atlantic 2000 International to be on the air this Saturday, the 12th of February, from 09 to 10 UT via Channel 292 Germany on both 6070 and 9670. Kari Kallio in Finland says Radio Mi Amigo International has an additional frequency, 6030, as well as 6085, both now badly disturbed by CW chirping, part of the ongoing radio war. Hans-Jürg Biener says both frequencies are now listed, but with different abbreviations in HFCC. So we're not sure where 6030 is, but 6085 would be the shortwave service in Kahl, Germany. Their website shows a program schedule for weekends on 6085. Not sure if these times are UT or UT plus one. Mostly in English, but some German, French, and Dutch. Fridays at 12 past 17, Saturdays 09 past 17, and Sundays from 09 past 17. Bad news from Greece about the possible closure of their remaining shortwave service. One transmitter and one frequency only. Voice of Greece on 9420. Thanks to Zaharis Liangas for forwarding some press reports from Greece about this. Christos Rigas in Chicago summarizes it for us in English, fortunately. The ERT CEO, Yorgos Gambritsos, has signed a decree to close down the shortwave transmitting facility at Avlida, Greece, after March 31st this year. A news release by ERT is leaving the possibility of shortwave broadcasts to continue only if the Ministry of Defense and Foreign Ministry decide to oversee the continuation of broadcasts on shortwave. The article also says only 3 medium-wave broadcast centers will continue and will be maintained on 729, 1008, and 1314 kilohertz. This, however, has been stringently opposed by something called POSPERT, P-O-S-P-E-R-T, which I gather is a labor union. It says the shortwave broadcasting center, the only one in all of Greece, performs a crucial role in serving the constitutional purpose of ERT and transmission of radio programs throughout the world, which POSPERT and its workers kept open during the struggle against the Black Coup, ensuring both the transmission of the program and the equipment of ERT, which is the public property of the Greek people. Voice of Greece is addressed to 14 million Greek expatriates in Europe, the USA, Canada, Australia, and others, students studying abroad, and a large number of Greek workers outside the borders, as well as seafarers and truck drivers traveling around Europe. Alex Kanavos, who I gather is of Greek heritage in the U.S., says, "I don't think most people involved in the situation know what they're doing. Certainly not most people in places of importance." Meanwhile, various ERT channels can be seen via streaming and or satellite. Ivo Ivanov provides the current schedule of Voice of Greece on 9420, with 150 kilowatts aimed northwest. The schedule is quite variable and is not on the air every day. 1800 until 0805 UT, and sometimes as late as 1200. On rare days when it all is on after 0805, since mid-November there has been no news in other languages. It used to appear for 10 minutes at 0805 and another 10 minutes at 0905, first in Arabic, Serbian, and Albanian, and secondly in Spanish, Romanian, and Russian. John Filiozzi comments, "It takes seconds for a bad idea to travel the world in the time it takes a good idea to put on its pants. The tug of war seems to happen everywhere eventually. A relatively speaking newbie faction that's keen to throw shortwave on the scrap heap of history, along with a rush to send all the hardware there just to make sure that their self-fulfilling prophecy stays true. Then there's the preservationists, who think maybe still doing things the old ways, while the new ways become more ubiquitous in places they clearly are not right now, is the more prudent way to go." Australian DX News' Rob Wagner in Victoria reports a couple of All India Radio frequencies significantly off frequency as logged early in January, 9874.81, opening in Tibetan at 0100, and it was also with distorted audio, and 11589.77 at 1030 UT with unscheduled English news. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports on Voice of Indonesia, 4749.95, heard February 4th at 1142. He says it's very unusual to be able to hear VOI there. There's also interference from China, but VOI is the one off frequency. And this was possible only before Bangladesh came on, 4750. The other VOI frequency via Palangkaraya, 3325, was heard February 9th at 0951. It had been off the air, and it's extremely rare to hear their carrier so early before usual sign-on at 1100. Mike New in Texas is also hearing VOI, some audio on 3325 around 1330, the first time since last October. By the way, watch out for Bougainville, which is presumably inactive continually on 3325. Via Internet, International Vacuum, MF, HF, and VHF, World of Radio 2125, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from James Ferry in Thornville, Ohio, who sent a contribution, not necessarily, but in U.S. dollars, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Now I have caught up on acknowledging all our contributors over the past sesqui month and hope for new ones by next week. Speaking of International Vacuum, Mike Terry sends a BBC News story of February 9th. SpaceX has lost dozens of satellites after they were hit by a geomagnetic storm a day after launch, causing them to fall from orbit and burn up. solar storms caused by powerful explosions on the sun's surface, spitting out plasma and magnetic fields that can hit the Earth. The company owned by billionaire Elon Musk said up to 40 of 49 satellites from that launch were hit. They had been due to join its Starlink satellite internet project. The storm warmed up the atmosphere and made it much more dense than expected. Sean McHenry comments, they apparently were low enough to still experience a thin but present atmospheric drag made worse by the storm. World Radio TV Handbook has now put out its latest updater to its current book, as usual in February, but perhaps for the last time, under Target Iran, an unidentified new entry, 1730 to 1800 UT on Fridays only, on 5910 in Farsi. But the identity of this station has not been established. The BBC PR office sends me this notice, embargoed until February 10th. BBC has filed an urgent complaint against Iran with the United Nations over ongoing harassment and sanctions against BBC News Persian journalists and their families in Iran. The urgent complaint is made amid escalating security concerns after a year in which Iran has conducted unlawful extraterritorial operations against journalists and dissidents. This comes as the senior controller of news and director of World Service, Lilian Landor, is addressing the third global conference for media freedom in Tallinn, hosted by the Estonian Ministry of Foreign Affairs. As always, one can read much more about these stories than I have time to mention on the program in the World of Radio IO group. Ron Howard in California reports on the clandestines from South to North Korea. 6045, Voice of Freedom, February 8th, before and after 12 UT. Fair, even with the super noise jamming from North Korea. Echo of Hope, February 5th, Saturday at 1530, had their weekend-only reading of a Harry Potter story in English and a lengthy explanation in Korean. And on Monday, February 7th, at 0827 check, they remain on the same frequencies as before, 3980, 4885, 5990, 6250, 6348, and 9100. The other station, Voice of the People, remained on the same frequencies on Monday, February 7th, as before, 3910, 3930, 3480, 4450, 6520, and 6600. Another special program for World Radio Day, Sunday, February 13th. Christian Gibaudot in France tells the British DX Club, Georges Lang will offer from 23 UT a two-hour show devoted to the fabulous adventures of offshore pirate radio stations in the 60s. It's on RTL in France, on 234 kHz long wave from Luxembourg, FM across France, and of course on the Internet. About the new X-bander in Mexico on 1670 plus, XEFCR in Reynosa, in the medium wave circle, Andrew Braid says they've changed their ID for a few days as of February 8th to Heraldo Radio, H-E-R-A-L-D-O. In the Ontario DX Association, Robert Ross in London, Ontario, reports a couple of North American pirates above the X-band, both on 1720 kHz. February 6th at 0118 UT, it was undercover radio with hard rock music, ID at 123 and off suddenly at 154. After that, with a weaker signal on the same frequency but apparently a different transmitter, was Throwback 90s Radio at 0208 until 0248. At least that's the ID reported by others. Ron Howard reports, presume Peru on 4810 Radio Logos, February 9th. It seems to have been steadily improving recently. Very pleasant Peruvian music and songs. A segment always seems to start at 1120 UT. Mike Mew in Texas agrees, signal has been stronger in the mornings around 1045, sometimes a good level. From the British DX Club, just after World Radio Day, February 13th, Radio Emma Talk is celebrating the centenary of the first 2MT broadcast with an online stream Monday the 14th, starting at 11 UT, a program of audio and video telling the story of 2MT. The live programming, hosted by Jim Salmon, starts at 18:45. Full program details and how to reach the stream are at www.emmatoc.org. Our faithful World of Radio monitor in Alberta, Richard Lemke, discovered a new time for us on WRMI, UT Tuesday at 0130 on 9395. That's Monday evening at 7:30 Central. Reminder, since next Friday, February 18th, is the third Friday of the month, World of Radio will be preempted on our 7290 broadcast across Europe by IRRS, 1915 UT, also on medium wave 1323, so be sure to check some other time to hear next week's World of Radio. Pap and Rick of Texas Radio Shortwave says there's a new time and frequency for the many radio voices of Dr. Tim. Midnight UT Sunday, February 13th on WRMI 5950. A relay of Swedish Pirate Radio Igloo will air a week later, February 20th, at the same time and same frequency. The broadcast of Dr. Tim replaces one originally scheduled for February 14th on 5010. These are right before TRS dubbed his regular two-hour program block at 0100. The many radio voices of Dr. Tim catalogs 21 of the 45 different stations operated by the late German pirate using off-air audio clips, including Radio Jingle Bells, Radio Carnival, Radio Sofa King, and Radio Republica de Manana. Radio Igloo is a popular Euro pirate mixing music by Swedish artists with info about the radio listening hobby. And Uncle Bill of the Melting Pot updates us on the WBCQ 4790 tests for the week of 14 to 20 February UT. Propagation testing continues at 01 to 03 UT every night. And on UT Monday, February 14th at 01 to 02, there will be a special tribute to World Radio Day and St. Valentine's Day. Bill Tilford also tells us, "My living expenses have increased precipitously, while my income and contributions have not. With great reluctance, I must make some difficult decisions. One is that broadcasts on Spaceline via Bulgaria will cease March 6th, and on Channel 292 Germany cease on March 5th, purely a financial decision." We'll continue on WBCQ from the Isle of Music, 7490 UT Tuesdays at 01 to 02, and the Melting Pot Sundays at 23 to midnight, repeated 25 hours later for the first half, and both live stream on WBCQ.com. Sunday, February 6th at 22:35, I was surprised to hear WTWW active on a rarely used frequency, 9940, presumably with Scriptures for America, while usual ham programming was on 5085. Well, 9940 would presumably be the number 3 transmitter. However, I'll not believe it's actually in operation unless I hear them on 3 frequencies at once. More and more U.S. radio stations are coming up on their 100th anniversary. Ken Zicke in the Michigan ARE tip sheet says WLW is sneaking up. It's in late February or March, if he recalls correctly. But have we heard of any special programming plans? Both WWJ in Detroit and WBZ in Boston had some fun programming for their 100th. And Mike Terry forwards news from Radio World that WGY, Albany's News Radio 810 and 103.1, celebrate its 100th anniversary on February 20th, founded by GE in 1922, now owned by iHeart. Branding themselves as Albany, well, the actual city of license originally and still is Schenectady, which ought to get some centennial credit. I don't think I've ever heard it in Oklahoma with Kansas City in the way. Even the WKVM in Puerto Rico has a null toward WGY, so it dominates in Eastern America. John Filiozzi of New York comments, "Yes, WGY does have a marvelous history, including as a major shortwave international broadcasting outlet until the 1960s. You recall there was a WGEO, one of the VOA stations. Unfortunately, its current owners have turned it into the kind of angry rhetoric, evil right-wing talk station, all too common on AM, where never a countervailing word or idea can ever be uttered. Not too long ago, it was a full-service station, working to include a wide variety of voices and topics. A locally produced night talk show, Contact, was hosted by Bob Cudmore, who cast a far wider net than the sharply restrictive opinion programs that cover the station's schedule today. Now it just plays mostly to the faux conspiracy crowd, an iHeart radio station. That should tell you all you need to know about how far WGY has fallen. Not a place where a broadcasting icon should be. Certainly not in keeping with its fine historical past." The opinions of John Filiozzi. Last week I mentioned that the off-frequency 10-kilowatt daytimer at night, WKVQ in Eatonton, Georgia, was no longer being heard on 1540.2 kilohertz. As I checked again, February 3rd around 0730. That did not last long on February 7th. Lou Johnson in Georgia, KF4RCA, tells me, "They are off at night, but I can still hear them after local sunrise and before sunset, and they're still off frequency, 76 miles from me. I QSL'd them probably 10 years ago." The CE was thankful for the report. He has a 10 kilowatt continental solid state, but no frequency counter. In ABDX, Powell E. Way in South Carolina agrees 1540 is back on and still off frequency as of February 10th. From Lance Venta of Radio Insight, 28 January, via Edun's Medium Wave Info, via Medium Wave Echo of the Arctic Radio Club, February 7th. A pair of Seattle stations are entering a battle for the name Northwest News Radio. As reported before, KOMO 1000 Seattle was renamed KNWN as of February 2nd, and with the name changed to Northwest News Radio. But the program director said there would not be any difference in the sound of the station. Meanwhile, KIRO-FM Tacoma 97.3 tweaked its branding, positioning itself as your Northwest news station. No mention of 710. Is there other programming there? This NRC log says it's now ESPN. More about Radio Vanuatu, recently reactivated on 5040 only, as reported last week. By the way, I suggest people also check 10080 and even 15120 in case this frequency harmonicized like 3945 used to do. Anyhow, on 5040, here's the latest. Manuel Mendez from Spain says it was off the air when checked February 8th at 10:30 via remote receivers. Ron Howard in California was also not hearing it on February 8th. On the 7th, it was only dead air, open carrier, and no audio. But they had been running good audio levels on February 3rd. On February 9th, Ron Howard says, Cuba was on 5040 very late, still past 1020 UT. They were finally clear at 1043, but no signal from Vanuatu, nor on any other frequency. Yet, the same date, February 10th at 1005, Manuel Mendez in Spain says he was hearing Vanuatu via remote in New Zealand with a good signal. Unidentified on 6300 USB, Ron Howard tuned in at 0813 to 0820 February 7th and heard Islamic chanting or reciting from the Quran, but no other music, and followed by chatting in what seemed like maybe Arabic. He says, "Can I assume these are just hams?" Well, hams should not be on that frequency, maybe some kind of two-way employing music as well. Certainly worth further checking. 6300 USB. Various times on February 8th and 9th, I was hearing an open carrier just below 11690 on 11689.92, give or take. But finally, there was some radio teletype coming over, so I suppose it was an RTTY transmitter leaving it on the air when there was nothing to send, possibly from the U.S. Navy in Puerto Rico. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder issued February 7th. Geomagnetic field expected to reach G1 minor storm levels. February 10th and 11th, with ANK indices peaking at 25 and 5 on the 11th and 13th. Lesser peaks of 12 and 4 on February 12th, 18th, 25th, and March 3rd. Solar flux rising from 110 on February 12th to a peak of 125 on the 24th and 25th. That's World of Radio 2125. Glenn Hauser, thanks for listening, and hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.